We had a caller who called the other day, and unfortunately, there were so many people on the phone lines, I couldn't get through to him, and I asked him to call back the next day, but he's out there somewhere still. Might be listening today, so if you are listening today, Darwin in beautiful San Diego, please call in. And Darwin had called in. I'm not sure if that's his real name or not, but Darwin had called in because his daughter, if memory serves me correctly, was planning on getting married outside of the Catholic Church. Now, I don't know whether she was planning on getting married on Mission Beach in San Diego or whatever. A lot of people want to do beach weddings. But his question was, can I attend this wedding? Can I go? She's Catholic. She's not getting married in the church. She's obviously trying to get married on the beach. Can I go? Well, this is a tough, tough spot. And a lot of people find themselves in this situation. They're invited to a wedding that essentially is going to be an invalid marriage. And so let me just explain a little bit of what I mean by this. My friend Jimmy Akin, who's a Catholic apologist, most of you guys know who Jimmy Akin is. He's written about this extensively, and one of the things that he used to say was, I think it was Jimmy who said this. He said, basically, whenever he gets invited to things like this, his basic rule of thumb is, if God is going to show up, then I'll show up. If God's going to show up, then I'll show up. So what does he mean by that? Well, there's such a thing as a valid, natural marriage that the church would recognize. So for example, if two people who are Buddhists got married, that's a valid, natural marriage. If two Muslims get married, it's a valid, natural marriage. If two atheists get married, it's a valid, natural marriage. Why? Because marriage is, in a sense, kind of a creation ordinance. And of course, it became a sacrament. It was raised to the level of a sacrament by Christ. A lot of people think that actually happened at the wedding at Cana in Galilee. He sanctified it by his presence. But having said that, marriage existed before the church existed. So marriage is for all people. It's a creation ordinance. And any marriage that the church kind of presumes all marriages to be valid unless proven otherwise. So for example, if we have two people who are, say, let's say an atheist couple who come into the church, they go into the RCIA program, they want to become Catholic. We presume their marriage is valid. And then the marriage becomes sacramentalized after they become Catholic. Now, two Catholics, when they get married, it's not just Catholics, by the way, any Christian marriage is a sacramental marriage. It's the only marriage where you actually can kind of do it yourself in a certain sense, because the ministers of the sacrament are actually the bride and the groom themselves. A lot of people don't know that. The bishop, the priest, the deacon who's officiating is only there as a witness on behalf of the church. And of course, it has to be public as well. But, you know, if it's a church marriage, it has to be public. But any two Christians, and a Christian would be somebody who's baptized in the name of with water, not, you know, Coca-Cola or Molson Canadian, as fun as that might be, that's not a valid baptism. I know a lot of people who would love to be baptized in Molson Canadian. No, it's got to be with water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So if you have two Christians who are married, that is a sacramental marriage, even if they don't realize it's a sacramental marriage. And so you get special graces. And it sounds unfair, but there are helps from heaven that you get that others don't get. And of course, you can still have a successful marriage, a valid natural marriage, but you get the point. Now, the problem that Darwin is bringing up, and a lot of people have this problem, is what do you do if you know somebody who is a Catholic, and it could be your daughter, it could be your son, it could be another relative, could be someone you love, someone you don't know necessarily, if they're Catholic and they want to get married outside the church? Well, that could be a problem. That could be a problem. Now, if they want to marry a non-Catholic, sometimes that non-Catholic party, the church does allow for this, but sometimes the non-Catholic party doesn't want to get married in the Catholic Church. And that's when the Catholic party has to get permission from the church, from your local bishop, your local ordinary, to be married outside of the church. And that permission can be granted. But the problem sometimes happens when Catholics, they kind of go rogue, as it were, and they want to get married outside the church. They don't check, they don't get permission from anybody, and they get married outside the church. Well, that's considered an invalid marriage. And so Wow, a lot of people don't know this. And so what do you do when you're asked to attend such a thing? Well, one of the things that Jimmy Akin says is that, technically speaking, you're not actually obligated to attend any wedding, strictly speaking, unless you're one of the people getting married or you're officiating the wedding or something like that. So that's a question of prudence. That's a question of prudence. Now, it's normally prudent to attend the wedding of your child, but the trickiness comes when you know that that wedding is not going to be valid, and maybe they don't want to hear about what the church has to say about this. So what do you do in that case? Well, I myself have struggled with this, and I kind of go with Jimmy on this, in that if God is going to show up, I'll show up. That's my general rule of thumb. And I know somebody, his name is Rob. His son got married outside the church. It was heartbreaking for him, but he and his wife decided not to go. Now, they'd raised their son in the faith, and they told him, like, hey, if you get married outside of the church without the church's permission, it's not going to be considered a valid wedding. On your baptismal certificate, it's not even going to list that you're married. Any children that you have, they'll presume to be children out of wedlock in the church's eyes. He said, well, hang on here. The state gave me a marriage certificate. Well, the state didn't create marriage. God created marriage, right? So he makes the rules on that. Now, of course, there has to be a legal component to it, a civil component to it, for sure. When you get married, even in the church, you have to sign a legal marriage register as well. There is a legal component, but that's not the heart of it. The heart of it is this a marriage in God's eyes? And so my friend Rob, he did not attend his son's wedding, and I know that was heartbreaking for him, and I know it maybe caused a rift between him and his son, but he felt he had to do that to stay true to his faith. And I've done that too. One of my cousins, he was kind of in that situation. He didn't even know that it wouldn't be considered a valid marriage in the eyes of the church. He says, are you coming to my wedding? And I said, I can't. And he didn't understand because nobody had told him this. I hope he doesn't hold it against me. I was following my conscience. I explained it all to him. I said, hey, this marriage will not be recognized by the church. And so please at least, I hope that you come back one day and get a validation of your marriage done in the church. And so I didn't go to his wedding, but here's the thing, and I'm just being honest here, and confession time for me. When it came to my sister, that my sister was in the same boat. She got married on a golf course, didn't get married in the church. She wasn't practicing her faith at the time, but she also hadn't made like a formal act, like wrote a letter saying to her bishop saying, I'm leaving the church. Well, who actually does that? I mean, people don't generally do that. If they're leaving the church, they don't usually tell anybody on their way out the door. They're just like, I'm gone. And I hope that she comes back one day, but she and her husband, they got married outside of the church on a golf course. And I was like, gosh, this is not a valid marriage, but I felt like if I didn't go, she probably might never speak to me again. And so I broke my rule. It's kind of like the Joker and, The Dark Knight, I'm going to make you break your one rule, Batman. And I broke my rule. I still don't know if I should have done this. I probably shouldn't have done this. But I thought, yeah, and that was probably wrong of me. I put the relationship over the truth with the hopes of bringing her back in the end. And I probably shouldn't have done that. So I understand that people get in tough situations, tough jams, and this has probably happened to you, 888-914-9149. But I do think the rule of thumb holds. Hey, if God's going to be there, it's totally fine for you to show up. So if it's a valid natural marriage, great. If it's a valid sacramental marriage, great. But if it's a marriage the church gives you dispensation from the form of marriage, okay, well, this person doesn't want to get married in the church, okay, well, the church allows it, so you've got permission, you're good. But there's a lot of invalid marriages out there, unfortunately, and that's, we need to pray about that. And it's tough because people want to look at you as the religious nutcase, but sometimes you have to, unfortunately, bear the shame, and there's no shame, though, in following Christ.